Welcome to another episode of Columbia County Fair on the Air. This is Jim Calvin, your host, and I'm pleased to welcome Brian Lossow.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Good. Tell me what you do here at the fair.
I'm on the board of directors here. I've been on the board of directors for about 6 years now. Essentially, I'm the director of IT here, so essentially I handle all the technology at the fairgrounds.
So that's why you were able to plug in all the microphones, headphones, computer technology for our...
That's correct. So I handle all of the Wi-Fi here at the fairgrounds. I handle the fiber network and all of the network nodes and e-tickets and all of the technology here.
And where did you gain all that knowledge?
So essentially, I have a long background of technology. 37 years in the industry, worked for many different companies, primarily doing mostly software development as well as hardware engineering. Now I'm retired, so it's nice.
And how long have you been involved in the fair?
So I've been coming to the fair since I was a kid. Like I said, I've been on the board of directors for, I think, 6 years now.
You've got a major project underway here at the fairgrounds. Tell us about it.
So right now we are in the process of replacing three aging cow barns that essentially are on the north end of the fairgrounds. They've been there for anywhere between 35 to 75 years. Those three barns are essentially failing, and we're looking to replace them with one larger structure that will essentially allow us to not only have more things under one roof, but also be ADA compliant, as well as an opportunity to provide the public with an education center.
And what's the timetable for demolition and then the new construction?
Timetable for that right now is we are going to do demolition starting September 8th, which is the day after the fair ends this year, 26. Hopefully to have a structure built 60 days later, and we'll be finishing up in the spring of 27.
Okay.
Ready for the fair for September 27th.
How can fairgoers who enjoy the fair, how can they support the project?
Certainly. So we will have a table and a booth in the fair house that'll be on the northwest corner of the fair house, and that will have information on if you'd like to make a donation to it, as well as we're also selling brick pavers to essentially be right outside the education center for this new structure. That if you'd like to buy a brick and essentially put something on it, you're able to do that, and there'll be an opportunity to do that there.
So the new construction will have sort of the same footprint as the existing, is that right?
It's a little bit bigger. So the existing three barns combined are about 14,000 square feet. The new structure is 16,000 square feet, so it's a little bit bigger, but it'll be all clear span inside so we can do multi-configuration. So if we want to have other things as opposed to just cows, things like that, that the stalls are made up for now, we can essentially move things around inside and we can host other animals and other events.
There's a part of the facility, I've seen the drawings, shaped like a dairy silo.
Yes, so that was an idea that came up that essentially inside it's a 20-foot diameter dairy silo, a grain silo actually, that will have multimedia inside of it. It'll have seating for people. And essentially, it's an education center for the general public, our fairgoers, to basically see how things are done. Hoping we're going to have some instruction there, some guest speakers, as well as a multimedia.
Sounds like a major undertaking. Tell us who's involved in the planning, the design, the construction.
Certainly.
Who's going to make it all happen?
So we have a committee of people. We've had really two large committees. One's a fundraising committee that's ongoing. We have not only people from our own board of directors, but also individuals from the community that are helping with that. And we also have a design and build committee that essentially has the same thing, has board members as well as people from the outside that are helping and other people from the community. So it's a large undergoing. It's probably one of the biggest capital improvement projects we've done in a long time here. Price tag right now is about $850,000 to $900,000, and we're hoping that we keep it under that budget because that's what we're looking
for. And where can people find more information about how to contribute?
Certainly. So as I said, if you go to the fair house during the fair, there'll be a table there with some pamphlets. You can look at those. You can take a look at the projects. And you can also ask any one of the board of director people or a lot of the people down in the ag area where the barns are going to go. Essentially, they're involved with this very heavily, so they will be able to either point you in the right direction or give you additional information.
And you can find details about the project at columbiafair.com. What are the initials again?
CAF. So somebody came up with it. It's actually pretty neat. It's a Columbia Agricultural Learning Facility. So it's an interesting anagram on the word, and essentially I think it's going to work out really well.
So we've been speaking with Brian Lossow from the Fair Board here in Chatham, New York, and wish you success and want to encourage everybody to come to the fair and learn more about this undertaking. and contribute buy a brick, make a donation. That'll help Brian and his team bring this to a successful conclusion. Brian, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
Columbia County Fair on the Air is a production of the Columbia County Agricultural Society. Our producer is Brian Lossow. Music courtesy of the Jeff Calvin Band. Find more episodes of this podcast on our website, columbiafair.com.